views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show. Thank you for all that have been listening. You mean so much to me because we have had listeners for several years now. I mean, we're going into our sixth year in the Jen Royster Show, so we've been going for a little while, and a big thank you to all of you. Now, we're in the last couple of weeks of December of 2015, and it's just the whole year's been interesting with the energy, and it hasn't let up yet. Now, that doesn't mean that you're defeated in at any point in this. When I talk about this, we're going into it and we're exploring these energies, and I want to help you embrace them for what they're for. They're here to help us grow on a soul level. They're not here to make your life miserable. So perspective is a big deal here. Now, we have one of those full moons on December 25th, which hasn't happened in a very long time. Off my memory, I think it was in the 70s, I think late 70s when we had one. But it's just interesting, you know, for people that, you know, this is a big holiday season and we're going to have that. Now, it's going to be a sensitive one. It's going to be coming in the full moon in the Cancer sign. So that's always a little bit more on the emotional side. And it's interesting because the December 11th new moon was Sagittarius, and we're going to talk about and explore these last 2 weeks in the energy. We have the lines open for angel messages that can help you with what you may be going through. We also have some of you email the questions in. You can do that if you are one that listens on the podcast. We have everybody in different time zones here, so you can always send a question in at radio@jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. So we have one of those, or a few of those that I have here. So we're going to address some of the questions that I've received, and you can call in with your question if you'd like. Now, it's about the energy shifts, and everything this year is, you know, getting us ready for next year. And next year is a whole nother year, a whole nother dynamic of energy. We're focusing on what can we do right now, be in this now, because sometimes we can get lost and we're way ahead of the game. We can be thinking too far ahead, or we're not letting go of something in the past. Manifesting, putting the clarity in your prayers and requests and your intentions for what you want to receive and what you need, that's very important. And we're going to talk about that type of thing. We're just going to clarify this. We're going to get our feet back on the ground, and we're going to be grounded into the energy versus avoiding it and allowing it to bring out the most and the most positive outcome it could possibly do. Now, how many of you out there are feeling a bit scattered with that? I mean, how many of you are feeling some of that? Like, wow, it just seems like I can't sleep, or I am overwhelmed all the time. Now, some of this energy is pushing things that need to be addressed up to the surface. So if you have a tendency to be sensitive, you may feel a lot more sensitive. Things that you feel like, okay, I need to have more patience with that, or I need to just lighten up or whatever that is, you know, everybody's got something different going on. You may feel that it seems aggravated right now. And it's not to cause you difficulty or suffering. It's to address it and to point it out, like, this area, it has an energy of lower frequency that's affecting you right now. Because we're moving into higher frequencies, anything lower that needs to be dealt with is going to feel edgy. It's going to feel right out there in the front where, wow, okay, I can't seem to get around this one. I can't seem to subdue it. It's that stuff you try to sweep under the rug and it won't stay there. That's exactly the point. You don't want it to stay there. You want to just go there. You want to just go, okay, got to deal with this. Got to deal with this. If you have a tendency to avoid things or you feel like fear is taking over, you know, all of these things we're going to talk about during the show. It's such an important time, and I have allowed, I wanted my clarity to be, what do you want me to share with the listening audience? So I've been doing that week by week, day by day. And to be honest, I've never felt more clarity in, like, okay, stay with this. Don't worry about what seems to be the logical thing to do. Go with what we're saying. And it always plays out. It really does. That's happened for me personally a lot. But when you have so much and it's moving so fast, you can feel like you don't have your feet on the ground. And I want to help you with that today, because we can ground into this. We can be anchored in to this energy, and you can succeed in more ways than you ever thought you could. We want to learn how to dream big, right? You want to dream big, bigger than you thought you could. Why not shoot for as big as you can think and then believe it? We're you know, manifesting. That is the clarity you want to give to the universe. Let me put it that way. Because when you do that, everything opens up. Everything opens up. Right when I said that, I'm looking at my clock and it says 11:11. I love that. I've seen a lot of frequencies and numbers lately. That one, of course, because we're going through changes. But if you've seen other frequencies of numbers, I see those. I see a lot of other ones too. But I'm starting to see that they're communicating a lot with those numbers lately. I wonder if any of you are noticing that as well. When we come back after the first break, we'll start to take callers. So if you are calling in, we will get to you, because if I try to bring you on, there won't be enough time. So we will take callers as soon as we come back from that break. We're going to take that break in just a moment. So if you do want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Now, real quick, we are in that in-between. It's December 17th right now while we're broadcasting this one live. When that December 11th energy came in, I mean, did some of you feel like you were just more irritable? More irritable? Did you have physical pain popping up a little bit more? Your body will try to tell you, hey, look at this area. If it was low back or if it was, you know, different parts of your body, it'll tell you which chakra is in need of clearing or healing. So energy works that way. Energy has a lot of messages that it'll give you. And it's quite fascinating to me to decipher those messages and understand, wow, okay, they're talking very clearly. We're just not listening. Or maybe you're just beginning to hear it, or it's talking a little bit louder. It probably is for a lot of people. It's probably talking a little bit louder right now. The Sagittarius was more like, you need to be true. And if you weren't being true to yourself, it was almost like you were getting zapped with the buzzer. That's what it was like for me. It was like, if you're not being true to yourself, that's not right. You need to get back online. I mean, it's not letting us avoid who we really are. It's just a time to change that, because your frequency, it's really pushing you and prompting you to raise that frequency, to not avoid being truthful, to not be afraid to go through a challenge. You know, are you afraid of that? Or are you overwhelmed by that? Things like that. Fear is the big one that's really catching people. And I definitely want to address that as well. I got a whole list and notes here. So we're going to take that short break. When we come back, we will take a caller. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. It's all about angel messages and the energies and what we're feeling in these last 2 weeks of December 2015. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. And Brian, let's bring on a caller. We have
Amala from Amala Connecticut.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Is that how you pronounce your name, Amala?
It's Amala.
Amala. Thank you. Amala.
Yes, you got
from
it.
Connecticut.
You got
okay.
It.
Well, I had a grandma named Alma, so I think that's where my A is coming in.
I know. Everybody calls me Alma, too. Either George Clooney's wife, Amal.
Amal. Okay. So what is your question? Welcome to the show.
I have a question. I just was wondering if it's been on and off with this person, and I've been meeting other people lately. This is as far as a relationship. Uh-huh. So I'm wondering for the new year if it's going to come together with him and I.
Okay. Like, well,
is it going to go deeper?
Oh no, I hear you, and I feel like this has been, you know, it's fairly new, but not brand new.
That's correct. Yeah,
it's like a few. Yeah, I feel like a few months or so, but not. It's not like brand new, just happening, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel a deepening. Now, before we came back from break, I did a little bit, you know, because I saw the name popping up there for you. So I did that before you even asked your question. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I got Archangel Jophiel. Are you familiar with that archangel?
No. Say it again. What's the name?
It's Jophiel.
No, never heard
okay.
of it.
Okay, well, Jophiel is your friend. It's Jophiel, and you're going to love
okay.
this. This is the angel of optimism.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Yes, and it was go ahead and dream big. Believe
excellent.
In it.
I mean, yes,
and
I feel it.
It was funny because I went, well, that's the name, that's my focus for the show, and it's like excitement, confidence, you know, you have every reason to feel hope. Is what was coming through.
Excellent.
And that's before you asked the question. So
that's awesome.
I know. I love that. I do. I love that. I like doing that before. I do that with my private sessions as well. I always get a lot of information before they even talk because I want it's more validated to me even, you know.
Right. So
we're just coming up with that. But absolutely dream big, make a wish. I mean, embrace that. This is a really beautiful opportunity for you coming.
Yes.
The other thing that was coming in was you've already been through some challenging times and you're pretty much past that. You are on the rise of a new section in life. Now, we have things come and go in our lives. That's just what happens in life. They come and go. You are on the, you know, leaving something behind that was challenging. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep. We don't have to go into the details, but it felt like you went through a hurdle, but you're on the outside.
Oh, it's been a long haul. Absolutely.
You're moving on. Yeah, you're moving on now.
Yeah.
The thing that happens after you go through, and this is what I want everybody to hear, including you.
Okay.
When we go through something big like that, and then we're out of it, we have to sometimes put a little extra effort into embracing something positive because there's this part of us that'll be a little hesitant, like I just went through all that. I'm afraid to get excited about that because of what I just went through.
Exactly. I feel like that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why Jophiel is coming through for you because Jophiel's like, it's time to be optimistic. Put the pessimism out.
Okay.
With the garbage. You don't need that right now. It's really going to waste or drain your energy. You don't have to force or push anything. You don't have to control the outcome of this relationship. You just need to allow it to keep developing and forming naturally.
Okay.
And don't worry about the timeline.
So do you have a sense or feel of when this is going to finally come together? It's been a while. I mean,
yeah, I feel that. I feel that from what I'm seeing and what I was picking up, I feel like 2016 is going to be quite a different year for both of you. And the optimism and just relaxing into the relationship is definitely going to bring it about much quicker because it takes the edge off the concerns, the fretting, the worrying about what ifs. And that goes for both parties because we reflect off each other.
Right.
Our energies reflect back and forth. So honestly, the sky's the limit. You just have to, it's more like when you put that prayer out that you want something, it's like you believe that it's already been answered. That is really how manifesting and prayers work. We don't like beg and keep saying the same thing over and over again. We just put it out there.
I've been allowing a lot more. I worry a lot and it's been,
that's what's going to be a holding pattern that will make it take longer, you see? That's why Jophiel's coming in because, and it's making so much sense because you have everything to be optimistic about. So the little bit of fretting or the second guessing is what actually hinders or slows it down. So don't beat yourself up if it happens. You're going to be naturally working to switch it. So when that happens, and this is for anybody going through anything, really, it could be a relationship, it could be just about anything. It's just, you know what, this has already been resolved and it's going to be perfect. And I just have to enjoy every moment of the now with it. Just do that, which will bring in more of that. Then it can happen as quick as 2 months. And then if the fretting and the second guessing keeps coming in, it can keep prolonging, you see?
Right. So start that, now.
Yeah, so Jeff, you know, with the angels really came in strong for you. Michael, Archangel Michael, has been the angel for the month of December, but that's very much about getting rid of the toxicity that you don't want. And that would be more of the worry and thinking and the fear of it not going the way.
Yeah,
it's
with the solstice coming too, I'm doing a ritual of the burning of what I don't want, the situation,
and then you actually find that you have more empowerment in it. It's interesting when you're working with divine love and universal energy like that, because it's usually the opposite of what we think we need to do to make it work. Down here, that side of us is like, just make it do like this, you know, make sure it goes this way. And that's what we actually need to let go of. And then so much more comes in and better than we thought.
Right.
Yeah. That so actually sense. You have quite a bit to look forward to. And for you, it'll probably be a little bit of practicing switching the pessimism up with some optimism. And Jophiel wants to help you with that. So let that angel help you and come into your life. And I think you're going to see a huge difference quite quickly. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of great things, because when you start to find that you're happier and you're relaxing more, the relationship's going to just exponentially develop even bigger in that. And everybody starts to relax, and it just starts to... It just, I don't know how else to explain it any better
than
that, because I just feel a lot of good things coming. You just have to accept it and believe it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, this is very promising. I know I feel deserving of it, because, you're right. I mean, I think because of all the downfalls in the past, which it is just that, it's the past. I wasn't that getting so excited, because you just don't know when the shoe might drop. But I'm going to definitely work with
Jophiel. Yes, and it's kind of like a guard we put up to protect ourselves. And when we do that, that actually closes our heart to love. And when we are going through something like that, you know, we do that to survive something. But after it's over, we have to open back up. We, you know, it's like keeping the doors locked and never going back outside again.
Exactly.
Yes. So... You're in that phase right now. It's okay. It's okay to do that. Now, you're going to find that the past will pop up and you'll really notice, oh, wait, I'm reacting the way it was then. That's when you want to acknowledge that within yourself and just go, okay, wait, I'm going to change that. And just claim it. Say, no, I'm not going to think that way anymore. I'm going to go this way. Just correct it as it happens. Yeah, just correct it as it happens. It's that's really the best way to do it, because you're clarifying to the universe, oh, wait, I just responded in an old pattern, but I want to change that. And then like rephrase your sentence if you made a claim.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, well, I always do the null, void, and delete thing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's happening. All right. Null, void, delete. New patterning.
And if you say, it's, you know, I find it very, very fast moving when we go into the I ams, like, what are you saying behind I am? Make sure it's optimistic.
Yes.
And then
that
if
sounds
you stay
wonderful.
With that, that's a
simple, and I'm a Sagittarius. My birthday was yesterday. So Sagittarius are all about optimism as well. So
there you go. Yeah. So you
get back into my sadness.
Yes, and you, I love it. But you know what? You know, just smile when you see that it's coming through, And the angel that came through for you with the optimism, I love that for you. And I was very excited, and I didn't even know what the question was. I went, oh, wow, this is just going to be a really positive read for her, whatever that question is.
Oh, yay.
And yeah,
I'm
so
pretty
sweet.
Much positive anyway. I mean, like, it's just, I know that, you know, just like the saying goes, no pain, no gain. And I've gained so much wisdom through those challenges, and I wouldn't change it for the world. And there's the healing within itself. I'm just, you know, like Einstein said, a problem doesn't, the way a problem begins or starts never ends the same way when you're healed. It's completely a different
right.
frequency.
Right.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
have more wisdom. You have more awareness now. And
yes.
it helps you to choose
yes.
more wisely from here forward when you go through something
absolutely.
Like that. So absolutely embrace yes. that. Wonderful things want to come into your life, and they're giving you the power to choose to let it in. You see, they're not going to force yes. that on you either, but you have a wonderful window of opportunity here. So you want to put the energy of the optimism and the positives out there and just dream big, then believe.
Dream big. And I think the last thing I'm going to say is definitely it's all free will too. So be open to that. Have my heart open to
yep.
free will and free choice of taking those opportunities by the hands and just go
yep,
for
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
With that, we have to go to break. So
thank you so much
for calling
Jennifer.
In. That was a good question for everybody that might be in the same situation. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face,
take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Today we are talking about the energies in the last 2 weeks of December. They can feel intense, but they really are pushing us to that edge to really make huge changes in our life for the better. So with that in mind, we have been taking calls. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And right now I want to go over to the emails that came in. I have one that is one that I want to read that is, you know, for all the parents out there that worry about your children. Okay. Let's go to this one. I'm going to abbreviate with two initials for the first name from this one, because of the sensitivity of this. So this one is from AM, and it reads, "Dear Jen, my beautiful daughter returns home from college needing to regroup. She is suffering with anxiety and panic attacks and under the care of a psychologist. How do I use the energies now, powers that be, to co-create, to manifest health back into her life using our spirit guides, hers and mine? I can't approach her about it. It would only create more anxiety." Okay. Now, obviously, we are parents that love our children very, very much. So I'm going to break this down a little bit. First, I want to address the energy behind anxiety. Anxiety and panic attacks are the physical body responding to the energy of fear. That's what it is. So I'm breaking that down into metaphysics of the energy and energy healing. Now, the psychologist is working on that mental, like, mindset, and I'm not even going to try and go in that. And that's good to see that there's someone she's talking with. But when we become overwhelmed and we have a fear of, it locks us up. Physically, our body responds with those attacks, and that we just get locked down in it. It just almost feels like a vice grip. So how do we use the energies of what's happening now in the 2 weeks of December with our spirit guides and angels? So let me go into that. Metaphysically, in energy healing, is all about the love that we send, and that is a very, very powerful thing. We really went into that on last week's show. But first off, obviously we cannot control the free will of another, especially when we have adult children. For parents, it can be even more challenging. We can't control what they do at that point. However, we can totally support them with the energy of feeling safe. One of the things that I like to do with someone that's gone through something tough, or there's trauma, or there's fear, anxiety, things like that, is working in an energy to send the intention of love with, you are safe. I am safe. That's the I am safe. Putting safe behind, I am freaking out, I am safe. When we are doing that as a parent, we are saying, I am sending love, and I am feeling safe for you. You're giving the energy of safe versus the energy, I'm worried about you. I'm freaking out because you're freaking out. You know, this can snowball and go back and forth, back and forth. You can ask your spirit guides, your angels to speak on behalf of your concerns, and you want to send love to the angels and spirit guides of the person you're concerned about. And they will not interfere with the free will, but they will, it comes through that way. Let me put it that way. If we were to fill the home, if your daughter is at home with you, if you were to fill the home with the love and feeling safe and just the calm serenity without the chaos, and it may be that you need to clear energy from the home, I would do a home clearing. When there's a lot of that going on with the energies coming and bouncing off people back and forth within a home, clearing the home can be huge. That can really help a lot. Lots of different ways you can clear the home. You know, a lot of people like to smudge. You can also put the prayer out and ask Michael to clear any energies in the home away, and put that intention of love into every corner. When we were talking about the power of love and sending the light, do it within your own home. Send the light into all parts of the home, any of the chaos that might be there, put it in and send it, and focus on your daughter being in the light. We focus on that side of them versus the side that's freaking out, so to speak. When we do that, we're lighting that side up more for her to see that. And then with her free will, it calms and can help her. That's one of the most powerful things we can do with energy. If I go to see someone that's in a terminally ill situation, I don't send them more of that thinking about it. I send them the opposite. So that is the most powerful way energetically and with a spiritual metaphysical approach to support what the mental body and the mindset is working on already. You know, that is something else, but we want to support that on the spiritual side of things. So if it's somebody that has a tendency to avoid situations, you know, sometimes there's that tendency to just avoid. In this last 2 weeks of December, you could see a little bit more exaggerated on that, because it is pushing everything to the sleeve, like you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. Everything feels more intense, but it's showing it to you more so you can deal with it, so you can go there. Finally, you get to the point when it's just so in your face like that, and every way you turn, you can't get away from it. I've found that, you know what, let me just go through this. You just end up finding out that, wow, you know what? Can't get any worse than this. Let me just go through it. And that's really the key for someone to feel safe enough in an environment to just go there. That's one of the things we can support another with. We can't do it for them. As much as us parents would love to do that, we can't do it for them, but we can definitely send the love and the energies and the protection with angels. And then they work with their angels, because some challenges need to happen for us to learn. We all have those. We want to support so they can find their way. So sending that light for someone to see it can help a lot. And I hope that answered the question for that. Now, well, we had a few things to talk about today, didn't we? So here we are. The prayers. And I'm going to address that, but we'll go into it a little bit deeper on the next section. When we want to dream big, we definitely want to believe in it. Dreaming big is, what are those prayers? What are those requests? Prayer request. Prayers are requests and, you know, things that we are putting out to the universe, to God, what we want, you know. And when we put it out in a begging, please, I hope, and you don't feel that you're deserving, and it comes with this heaviness to it, or what causes, you know, the forgiveness part of it. Of course, we want to forgive. We want to be forgiven. But once we do that, we have to move into a place of receive. So we ask, but don't stay. I call that the three steps. We don't want to stay in step one and we just keep asking over and over and over again. We want to move to step two, receive and believe that it has already been answered, because every prayer is answered. We sometimes don't realize that it has been because we're trying to control the answer. But if you just believe that you're worthy and you deserve, because when we move our frequency higher, it's more positive. There's more things you receive that way. I have been working with this for years, and I have seen it time and time again, personally and with others. When they start to shift that belief in what they feel they deserve, they stop feeling guilty for something from forever ago, and they start to forgive themselves, and they start to send that love and that light to themselves, big things happen in very, very positive ways. More of the positive comes in. And it's just the way it works with the manifesting. So these 2 weeks in December are to help you really define with clarity, what do you want to pray for? What do you want to dream big on? What do you want to let go? It's big, because when that full moon comes on the 25th, full moons are about releasing and letting go. And that's the last one before we go into the new year. You know what? This is that time to where, you know, get serious with it. What do you really want? And if you're having trouble, don't try to define it exactly. Look at it as, what I really want is this, loving my job and being excited to get up every morning, something like that. I'm just giving you an example. Don't make it about, oh, I'll be happy if I have that particular job. If you have too much confusion with it, bring it down to what you want to feel, what you want to be. Do you want to be happy every day? Do you want to feel less stress? That may be that you have to open it up for that type of job to come in. It might be simplifying life. It might be reducing all the expenditures so you don't have to have as much money coming in, but you're going to be happier and more abundant that way, and then build that way. This can go in a lot of different directions, you know, because if we're trying to control how it comes in, sometimes we're missing something that would be even better than what we could imagine. When you dream big and then believe that it's going to be flowing in, like it's already been flowing in, it's already happening, now you're changing what you attract in, and it's huge. But if you are just, okay, this is what I want, and you're not happy for somebody else, you don't want to be resentful that somebody else got something and they feel good, you know, they're having a great thing about it right now. They're in a great place. You know, we all go through phases of life in different ways. If you're in a challenge right now, if you're going through something, embrace, what can I learn from this so I can grow through this, so I can ascend higher, so I can release whatever it is I needed to learn from this. That's where you want to be if you're in the challenge. If you're coming out of the challenge, you don't want to live in the past. You want to embrace where you're going. Learning and taking that step through everything as we are moving through, and we are going, okay, I don't know what's next. That's actually going to make it easier for you to manifest with clarity, because if you're assuming it should go a certain way, it's programming. It's kind of the way it used to be always. And now you're going to be in a rut where it's just, you keep trying and it keeps repeating. The energies right now are interesting because we really don't know from one to the other what we're doing. It just keeps surprising us every day. So allow it to surprise you. Allow it to just happen. Allow it to just happen. That's the best part of it. Now, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we will wrap the show up, and we're going to go into like clarifying about dreaming big and how you can narrow that down for manifesting now, releasing the fears, releasing what was, not living in the past, not living in the future. That's what we're going to do. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
We are back, and I'm going to go quickly because I want to wrap up what we've been talking about. We want to make the most of these last 2 weeks in December of 2015. It's going to push it to the edge for you to see it. Some of it might be uncomfortable emotionally if you are highly sensitive like that. Things that are just not settling, address that. Go head to head with it and say, what are you trying to show me? Just ask. Ask what your body's trying to show you. It's like an antenna with messages. Now, we had the new moon. It's like, what do we want? How do we want to dream big? So your focus, the biggest thing here is focus, focus, focus with optimism on your dreams. Dream big. Go into detail. Spend your time focusing there and learn from the choices in a challenge. Learn from, okay, I went through that. I made that choice. It was pretty good here, but maybe not so much there. Learn from that. It helps you fine tune it with clarity what you want. You're looking to clarify your prayers and your dreams. Intention is big. Intention is heard by the universe. So know that your intention matters. If your intention is to truly heal, keep your intention and focus on that. The details will unfold for you. If you're feeling overwhelmed, look for something that grounds you, takes your mind out of the overthinking process. Get down in there and do something with that, you know, whether it's gardening or art, or maybe you just enjoy a walk or riding a bike, whatever it is you like to do. Do something that just gives you a break from all the thinking, because that's what will get us into a spin. Okay, that's what will get us into a spin. If you feel anxiety and you're afraid of changing or whatever's going on with your life, ask for that protection and that safety. Ask that you are filled and surrounded with that safety, that safe love, that feeling of I am safe, I am okay. So you can come to a place of feeling centered enough to address the issues and make some changes that will just move things through here. A lot going on, but it can be very, very positive. And things are manifesting so quickly right now, so you really won't have to wait that long. It's just the way it is. So you are going to set yourself up for a big full moon coming where you can release all those things that have just been hindering you and getting in the way and all that stuff that's the heavier energy. The whole reason this is feeling like this is because we're raising a frequency, you know, really all of humanity is raising up. I mean, it's just changing. We're evolving, okay? Lower frequencies just aren't going to feel very comfortable in a higher frequency environment. They're not going to work. They're going to fizzle out. So now's the time to get rid of it. It's just holding you back like a brick on a balloon, you know? It's just not going to help. That's why it feels more uncomfortable than it has in the past. Why is it so much all at once? Why does it keep going so fast? That's why, because it's time to live in a higher frequency. And you know, it has been coming in waves and packets, but you know, with that full moon coming in, and that's, wow, it's an emotion sign, and the moon's all about emotions and the feminine side of us and the right side, you know, all of the, you know, that's what the moon does and kind of gets into there. So that's going to be, yeah, you may have some crying, you may have some big releasement there. Just know that that's healthy to do that. You're just going to let it go. Now, I want to say that I'm going to be sending it out. I've got all of you on my mind. You're really on my mind daily, and I always send a lot of love out. Please do. If you follow the show, we got a few things that are going to be changing for next year. And I'm working a lot on bringing a lot more workshops in. We just moved to a new platform we're excited about. We're bringing a lot more to you. So if you want to follow and keep up with what's going on, please go over and sign up for the newsletter at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And with that, I want to say, I wishing all of you, whatever holiday it is you celebrate in this time, I wish you joyous and beautiful holidays. We do Christmas here, so I'm saying Merry Christmas to all those that share that with me. But I'm sending love to every one of you. Whatever it is that is your tradition, do it with joy in your heart. And we are going to take a 2-week break on live shows, and we will be back at the first of the year. The first show in 2016 will be the 2016 Angel Messages for the Year, the one we do annually. So I send you with that, I send you much love and blessings for positive change. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.